Both the House of Representatives and the Senate opened hearings today on whether top U.S. officials exaggerated the threat posed by Saddam Hussein's regime. Lawmakers will review what intelligence agencies told the Bush administration about Iraq's alleged chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons programs. British officials have also launched an inquiry into how their government handled intelligence on Iraq. A lot of the same questions are likely to be asked in London and in Washington, but the outcome in Britain is far less certain, says news analyst Daniel Shore.
Prime Minister Tony Blair and President Bush joined in war, are joined now in having to justify their road to war. Blair is in a stickier position because he has to report personally to a parliamentary committee. He's accused of exaggerating the Iraqi threat by two of his former cabinet secretaries who saw the same intelligence reports that Blair used. Former Foreign Secretary Robin Cook has charged that we used intelligence as the basis on which to justify a policy on which we had already settled. Because they work so closely together, it would be expected that the two leaders would be in the same hot water. Mr. Bush actually cited a British report on Iraqi acquisition of uranium in his State of the Union speech last January. But the president has so far managed to avoid the storm of criticism that the prime minister has been experiencing. The latest poll of the Times of London shows 58% of the British public suspecting that Britain and the United States exaggerated the threat of Iraq's weapons in order to pump up support for the war. By contrast, a new CBS News poll reports that 44% of Americans believe the Bush administration overestimated Iraq's weapons capability, but 62% of Americans still believe that toppling Saddam Hussein was worth the cost in American lives. How long that remains true may hinge on the outcome of congressional investigations, which are starting behind closed doors but may proceed to public hearings this summer. Bush's strategy appears to be to de-emphasize the issue of an imminent threat from Iraq and accentuate the desirability of eliminating a bloody dictator. A new entry in the Bush political lexicon used in two speeches this week is to accuse his critics of engaging in revisionist history. Revisionist is what Mao Zedong called Nikita Khrushchev when they were feuding about communist ideology. In an American context, it's apparently meant to suggest that opponents are trying to rewrite a history of the Iraqi war that is already settled. And in Britain, Blair undoubtedly wishes that it were settled. This is Daniel Shore.